The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back to the Dan Prof Show. As I suspect these moments will be relatively few and far between, it's important to note them. I'm talking about moments of pushback from the big government press corps against the Biden administration, any appendage of the Biden administration, perhaps with the notable exception of Peter Ducey as part of the White House press corps. Maybe one exception will be. We'll see. It was a good moment yesterday. Matt Lee, a longtime AP reporter, challenging Biden State Department spokesman Ned Price on the accomplishments of the Biden administration in nearly a month on the job. Take a listen.
It's a bit disingenuous to claim credit for the 18 companies winding down. All of this work was done under the previous administration.
Matt, you guys have only been in office for a month, right?
Are you telling me that in the last four weeks, these 18 companies all of a sudden decide to say, oh, my God, we better not do anything with Nord Stream 2.
You guys are taking credit for stuff that the previous administration did.
I am not speaking
for the Department of State.
Okay.
The people who have been working this, the people who are working this now, were the same people a month ago, were the same people
3 months ago.
Three months ago.
Well, you can understand why Matt Lee would be defensive, you know, if you're even-handed journalist like he, you know, has demonstrated himself to be through the years. And certainly in that exchange with State Department flack, by the way, that's, you know, where Psaki came from back in the day during the Obama administration. But this was about describing what they're doing to take a hard line on Russia and scale back the Nord Stream 2 pipeline from Russia to Germany, which was, as Matt Lee properly pointed out, started by the Trump administration. Now they're picking up and running with it, and that's good that 18 companies are scaling back their involvement, but it's not something that they accomplish. However, it would be nice, and good for Matt Lee for challenging him, to remember the hard line that Trump actually took policy-wise with respect to Putin and Russia amid all of the ongoing, to this day, Russian collusion propaganda, the left, including all the leftists at the leadership level in this administration, the Biden one, continue to propagate. So, you know, if poor Ned Price got a little bit of pushback from Matt Lee to make sure that he clarified, spokesman clarified that it's holdover personnel that were part of, that were directed by the previous administration, continuing to do the work that was authorized and initiated by the previous administration. Good for him for taking up that charge. Just as it would be nice to see more pushback when the Biden administration comes out and claims to be setting new auspicious goals for things like vaccinations, which were, you know, the previous administration's accomplishments before the handover took place, or with respect to school reopenings, which describe something actually less than is occurring out of, you know, out in most of the country, and the Biden administration getting caught a couple of times in just the first month talking about the accomplishments that they have made in their few short weeks in office that are actually nothing more than just claiming credit for previous work. But, you know, we are talking about an administration headed by a plagiarist. So you can understand the idea that expropriating other people's work is sort of a calling card of this president. This is Dan.
This is the Dan Prof Show.